This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Some of you have probably heard this more than once. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Been a while, but back joining me again is Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical. Good evening, sir. We had Kit. We don't have Kit. Am I still connected? Oh, says so. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, all right. I suspected something like that might be going on. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm good. You got me down.
I do have you, indeed.
Okay, right on. I am good.
It's the drama of live radio, Kit. In your past, you used to learn how to slip the punches. You got to slip them in the radio biz too.
Gotcha. We're rolling through.
How are things at Spikes besides building the best thing out there that has a magazine going into it?
Things are great, actually. Man, we're rocking and rolling over here. All kinds of stuff going on. Fun stuff.
That's the part I like best about Spikes, because you guys seem to have a lot of fun, and at the same time you're not exactly what I would call shy and retiring when it comes to certain things.
Not really at all.
Yeah.
No.
But I wanted to ask you a question about
That's
something.
Boring.
Yeah, it is boring. I want to ask you a question about something. Now, a while back, YouTube took your YouTube channel down, right?
Yes, they did.
Now, how did you combat that? Because YouTube has come in and they have taken my multi-channel network and put them in a hammer lock to where they had to release me and demonetize everything I've got. Everything's still up, right? It's still up and still happening. I'm just not making any money, which is fine. I don't care about whether I make any money on YouTube or not. I'm putting it out there just to have the information out there, you know?
Right, but you talk about guns. You have loaded in your title.
I know. Well, just load. It's not descriptive. It's just load. Lock and load.
Right. Yeah. They can't allow you to monetize that sort of warmongering.
So when you guys got pulled down, and the reason you got pulled down, the video that you got pulled down for was as bogus can get. But when you guys got pulled down, how did you react to that?
We immediately called James Judge, who is a PR guru, and we put out a press release. And all we did was we just let everybody know what happened.
Right.
And then once people, because they think that they can do it, to us as individuals, and we don't communicate to each other. They think that they can do it, and you'll just be like, okay, well, you're the big boss, so I guess we'll just shut up and go away. So all we did was we put out a press release, and we let everybody know what happened. And since it is so egregious, everybody's reaction was exactly how we expected it to be. And it ended up catching catching some momentum from there.
Right. And then they were talking about talking to you, but they never talked to you, right?
Never.
We have notified Spikes. Really? Who'd you talk to here? I mean.
No, we got an email saying that, our very first email from them said we have had multiple violations, which was a surprise since this was the first time we'd heard of it.
Right.
And then, that if we continued to violate the terms, then they would shut us down. And an hour or so later, then they just went ahead and shut us down.
So at that point, you put out your PR stuff and everything, and then, you know, a lot of people made a big deal out of Brownells doing that, but I mean, Brownells, you were the precursor to Brownells, and I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to see what they do with me. They're saying they have to review my channel. They have monetized me all the way up to this point. I was part of a multi-channel network, and I don't have that many subscribers. I've got 21,000 something. And I guess at 20,000, that's when you become noticed. How many did you guys have when they started noticing Spikes Tactical?
We had under 5,000.
Under 5,000?
Under 5,000.
What was the name of the channel? Spikes Tactical?
Spikes Tactical.
Golly.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that makes me wonder, because with the Not Today Antifa ad campaign, do you think that caught their attention and everybody started looking for things to come and mess with you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we created enough of a stink with the Not Today Antifa thing that it upset them in a lasting way, and they just got us whenever they could.
Right.
And then they found out they couldn't.
Which is even.
I mean, they still could. They still could, because they're, you know, it's their platform, and they could still mess with us. But I think that they know that we're not just going to lie down for it. So they're biding their time.
They brought out Instagram TV, which will now take video up to 10 minutes long, and if you reach a certain point, it'll take it up to 60 minutes. So the only problem is it has to be vertical video, which I'm still trying to figure out this whole aspect ratio thing. I'm really good. When it comes to shooting video, I'm a really good radio talk show host.
Right.
But because I don't want to shoot it just with my phone. I want to shoot it with cameras and get nice stuff out of it. But that being said, Instagram has 1 billion users. Who owns Instagram? I don't. Do you know?
That's Facebook.
Facebook. Oh, well. Well, I don't know. You know, Facebook has been under the... Facebook would do really well not to be noticed for a while, because they've been having a lot of issues lately. Maybe they'll behave for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I assume that as soon as they clear their plate, then they'll be right back after us.
I don't know. That's going to take a little while. Zuckerberg is, like a deer caught in the headlights. He wasn't too much.
But, I mean, it's all stuff that we knew was going on anyway.
Right.
We all knew that they were sharing our information. We knew that you know, everybody's being put into categories and lists and all that stuff. They just, you know, that somebody finally got some evidence to the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but maybe this whole thing with Instagram will get, I don't know, that, you know, they're talking about it, your community standards and everything else. There's all kinds of gun stuff all over Instagram. I don't think if it doesn't go any further than, you know, the kind of video stuff right now, which is shooting and guns, and you guys have a big Instagram following, a big you know, Spike's Tactical. Those aren't grammar shots, those are all guns. Those are all those.
Yep.
Those are all those AR-15 guns.
Guns and fun.
Yep, guns and fun. So I mean, they pretty much leave you guys alone. So anyway, you hang on for me when we get back. My guest is Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load. Oh. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spike Tactical. I've got a question for you because I didn't tell you this because, I didn't think it would take this long. But when I got the rifle that you sent me, right? I left it, except for taking a quick look at it, I left it cased up. I looked at it to talk to you and have you on the show about it, but I left it cased up because the FFL it came through is a gigantic Spikes Tactical dealer as far as parts.
Uh-huh.
And the owner of the shop wanted to take a look at it. And that's the video that got put up on YouTube. That was the first time he got a chance to look at it. And now, of course, we're going to push forward and abuse this puppy. My question about this gun is, what is this gun? It looks like a sort of like a, is it a Joker? Is it a, it's a, I know it's a pipe hitter's union gun, but is it a, what is this gun based off of?
That is based off of the Pipe Hitters Union Joker gun.
Battle-worn gun.
Battle-worn gun. We just added a couple extra bells and whistles.
Yeah.
One of those whistles is actually en route to you at the moment. That would be the Black Spider 1-4 optic.
Which is the optic that you guys put on the Chris Kyle Memorial rifle build,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That is a lucky guy that won that one. But let's go back. Now, is there any one aspect of that gun? Because when we were looking at the gun in the video, you noticed that my guy Jason is out there. We can't build a gun like this with the parts. I mean, how special is this? And I knew that there were a couple of things you had done to spice it up, but I mean, complete spikes rifle, whether it's, you know, the $900 one or the ones that cost more than that, they're all the same kind of quality, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everything that we make from our most modestly priced gun and up to the, you know, the very specialized guns that we have, you know, they all have to be high quality because they all carry a lifetime warranty.
They also,
so if everything that goes out the door is going to have a lifetime warranty, you know, we want to make sure that it's not coming back for any untoward reasons.
Yeah, warranty service can break a company that builds a product, Canada. If you get out there and push a bunch of junk out, it can tear you up, can it?
Yes, sir. And we don't plan on pulling a Ginsu and warrantying everything and then, you know, and then cutting operations in the middle of the night and starting a new company. Now, Spikes has been around since 2001, and we're just growing bigger.
Right. So, having said that, this rifle is going to be going through a shoot house very shortly, and it'll be being run by a SWAT officer and an instructor and myself and a few other people, and we're going to give a very fair assessment of this thing. Although I get this impression just from my handling it, you know, if everything is the build itself is superb. You can't imagine how much willpower it took for me just to look at that case for a month. It was tremendous because I walked by and it's just on the side of it says Spikes Tactical on it. And I was like, you know, there's magic in there. But, you know, that's all beside the point. Anyway, anything I should be looking for, like with the R2 brake that you put on the end of it, which is proprietary to Spikes, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Now, have I seen video of you shooting one with an R2 brake and fully automatic?
You have. We've got a couple videos where I'm shooting a 60-round mag with the R2 brake one-handed, and you'll see that the muzzle doesn't go anywhere.
Right. No, it doesn't go anywhere. That was the part that excited me the most because I know you're tight and I know you're wound tight and everything else, but you're not big. And,
right.
You know, sometimes it doesn't, you know, a gun's going to jump if it's going to jump with somebody. So that seemed rather effortless. The other thing I wanted to know is, do you know Aaron Lewis?
Do I know Aaron Lewis, singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big country music fan, but that video I saw of you with that music behind it, I got that song. I love that song. Love that song. So, but so, I mean, you're influencing me in more ways than you could think, Kit. Just keeps
that,
on going
that
on and on.
Is probably one of the favorite things that we make of mine because I was never really good at the follow up shots.
Right.
You know, I'm really good at distance, and I'm and I'm good at, you know, at quick sight picture and everything, but having those follow-up shots, you know, is key, especially in, like, competitions. I did my first ever competition last weekend in Las Vegas.
How'd they go?
The Safari and Multigun. And, man, I am telling you what, without that R2 break, I don't think I would have done half as good, because as long as you got that first shot where you want it, the second shot's not going anywhere far.
The bolt carrier group is a nickel boron coated, of course, and it just feels like it slides in and out of there effortlessly. But the one little touch that you guys did that I don't think anybody truly appreciates until they've had a couple of guns where they have to go out there and go buy these things. The QD attachments that come with the gun.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that just means when the gun came out of the box, I was, you know, I've got a couple of the Vickers slings that go pop, pop. And uh-huh. It was able to go pop, pop quite easily and quite quickly. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out now. Did you tell me that you like Savvy Sniper slings?
I do like Savvy Sniper slings.
Yeah.
Those are my new faves.
Yeah, I'm thinking I may have to contact Savvy Sniper and have a little chat with them. I used to be involved with them a long time ago, and their sling is it can either be a 2-point or a single point, and it does it almost effortlessly. The length and everything else can be adjusted with one hand, yeah, and everything else. It's sort of an unsung hero out there.
Yeah, they took it to another level of quality, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So. You know, most other companies, you know, it doesn't take much to make a decent sling. You know, you just got to have a length of Cordura. It's got to connect here. It's got to connect there. You know, Bob's your uncle. But they took it up a notch. They use better QDs. They use better clips. They use better webbing. It's not that that shiny stuff that you get on the cheaper sling.
Right.
They took it to another level. I really appreciate that company.
Yeah, and, you know, it sort of tells. And my son has one that he's had now for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it still runs as good as the day it got here. And I should have kept mine, but I'm going to get another one anyway. But you hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest is Kit Koch with Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News. FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "Just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support and smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in
a time. All right.
The Justice Department today filed an appeal to a federal judge's decision to approve the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner merger. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listen to that bump, and I just wonder if I was drunk when I picked that one out. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Let me ask you a question. With all of the stuff that's happening financially in gun companies and everything, has Spikes looked at this and put together contingencies? Have they already made moves that this is not going to happen to Spikes? I mean, is this something you guys have already looked at? I'm sure you sort of have, probably, especially in Florida.
We're planning on you know, America pulling through and staying America, and you know, and not losing our, you know, our main platform, which is the AR-15 platform. The only thing, I guess, that we're making contingency plans for currently would be the, I guess, on the marketing side, the social marketing side, since we keep getting kind of hamstrung every time we turn around.
Well, I'm just talking about as far as financial services, like, you know, some of the stuff Intuit has been doing and everything else where they...
Gotcha. Yeah. We've actually got our financial services through some smaller private companies that are pro Second Amendment companies already.
Are these companies that came from the gun industry, or they just always have been out there? They're financial companies, and I'm not going to ask you to give that name up and everything, but are these companies that took notice of this? Is this something that you've gone to them and said, you know, we don't want to wake up one morning and find out that all of our sales have been reversed by you? What? So just tell us if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something actually that we kind of went to quite a few years back. We've had some smarter individuals than I that foresaw possible problems in the future. So we've been with these companies for quite a while now.
Right. Well, that's certainly good. What do you think about what's happening with some of these guys out here, though? I mean,
I think it's kind of illegal, really. They hide behind, you know, we're a private company and that kind of thing, but I mean, it's other than being completely un-American, it just really seems illegal.
Isn't it sort of a theft? I mean, I read about SlideFire, and SlideFire has, you know, they've closed up shop, and some bank of theirs,
man,
I think.
Going strong though. After they were under attack, they kept going strong. I got emails weekly saying that they're still hopping. And
right.
Finally, it's just so much pressure they had to cave.
But when they closed up, they still had $1.6 million in some bank, and the bank is holding on to it now.
I would think illegal, but banks are way stronger than companies and even in a lot of cases, government.
I don't know. This bank is not one of the big banks. And that's the thing that I'm basically asking about with some of these companies like Intuit, which is, just about taking down Gunsight, and because of all the money they reversed and turned around and all this other junk. There are probably still people out there in the gun industry still using QuickBooks.
Right.
Now, are there alternatives out there to QuickBooks for gun companies? Do you know of any? I mean, that's one thing I'm trying to find out myself. I had QuickBooks. I gave it up. I mean, I've been notified one time by Squarespace that I could not use Squarespace to collect payments. I said, I'm a radio show. I'm not selling anything except air, you know, and promotion and, time. And they were like, well, look at your name, which you've already pointed out. So,
Wait, you got shut down by Squarespace?
Squarespace would not allow me to use it to process payments from other gun companies coming to me.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
And I didn't have as much money flowing between me and gun companies, but, I had some.
Yeah, that's not the point, though, is it?
Yeah. So I tried to go to QuickBooks. I tried to go to QuickBooks, and then I haven't really used QuickBooks that much. But then after they started doing some of their other stuff, I just quit paying them, too. So.
Wow. Wow. It's one thing after another. They're trying the back door. They're trying the side door.
One of the things, though, that, when you're talking about they're trying all of this stuff, they're trying this with the gun industry, and what they're trying now with the government right now with this this thing with immigration, where they're getting all up in arms, and their favorite sexual predator, Bill Clinton, signed this order, and the picture they're showing of the kid in the cage, that happened during Obama's watch. They're trying to basically try to really persuade the country that Trump is just all this and all that. I know it's not working, but they're advocating for violence against law enforcement and government officials now. And I'm waiting to see if somebody actually takes that up, because where do you think that would go?
It's not going to end up well, which we talked about right after the Not Today Antifa ad.
Right.
They're just picking a fight with the wrong side. And as they continue to pick this fight, it gets more heated and more heated, and people's liberties keep getting taken away more and more. They're going to hit a wall. They're going to hit a wall, and they're going to end up in a dark alley they don't want to be in.
I'm waiting to see how this works out. I mean, they basically cornered the Department of Homeland Security secretary in a restaurant and drove her out. The restaurant management is glad it happened. They were just basically out there. No help, no nothing, just whatever the security team was and everything else. And, I mean, sooner or later, some of these security types, you probably know a few of them, they're going to look at things and say, we're sort of out here. And then they're going to sort of react sort of severely, wouldn't you think? I mean, they're not going to take too many chances with losing the charge that they've put in, you know, the package, as you would call it.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it becomes defensive and justified. And that's all that we need.
But can you imagine the shock when that happens? The first time that happens, they'll be like, two security guards fired on an unarmed mob of 500 people.
Right. 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 It's going to become they've been demonizing consistently. Just like with this the whole immigration thing, you notice how much press the immigration thing got after the IG report came out.
Yeah.
And didn't end up the way that they thought it was going to be, so they needed something to hurry up and turn to continue the demonization of our industry and our political views. It's kind of nutty that just like you said, the photos that everybody is upset about, those were Obama era photos.
Yeah.
The policies are Clinton era policies.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there. We got 10 seconds before we go out. So SpikeTactical.com, that is where you will find the finest AR-15s built on the planet. I know, because I finally got to pull mine out and fondle it. Very soon it's going to be in the shoot house, too. My guess is Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
There's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical. He put together an outstanding weapon for me. I'm going to be shooting that here very shortly, not this weekend, but next weekend in a shoot house. That's going to be fun. And as always, not only are they making the world's most outstanding AR-15s, but they're also not some wallflower when it comes to certain things that might be happening out there in the world. Right now for you guys, is there anything new coming out? Any new model or any new innovation that you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually we've got the Roadhouse in 6.5 Creedmoor that we just came out with.
Right.
For those people that, you know, that want to shoot something at a mile away.
Yeah.
Then we've got a couple other new calibers coming out. We've got a secret one that I can't get into, but the ballistics are amazing. And then we have a 416 coming out. It's a giant, almost 500 grain chunk of metal.
When you say a 416, is that the caliber?
That's the caliber.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an AR platform. So will that be on a Roadhouse type gun?
Yes, it is. We've developed it for both, but I think that it's working best in the AR-10 platform.
For those who don't know, the AR-10, as it is built by Spikes Tactical, is referred to as the Roadhouse series of guns, and they are. I've seen video of these things being shot. I've never shot one myself. They seem to be to have fulfilled the promise of the AR-10. When you look at the AR-10, you know, that was a lot of people, get out there and they say, well, the only one to come close to it is the FN SCAR, which is a gigantic, heavy thing that weighs, what is it, like a $4,000 gun? And that's just if you get one that with nothing on it, with no bells and whistles.
It's called the SCAR Heavy for a reason.
Yeah. Whereas with the AR-10, with some people do a very good rendition of it, you guys being one of them. Have you ever, I mean, your AR-10s, have you ever looked at that and said, well, we need to rethink this, or did they just work the way you intend for them to go?
Well, I mean, the iteration that we finally came to now, you know, that underwent a couple, you know, improvements here and there before we actually put it out, just like everything that we do.
Right.
But the way it is right now, the tolerances are so tight in that gun, that, we've actually created a precision rifle that is a sub MOA AR-10.
Really? That was something I wanted to ask you. Now, when you went to when you went and competed in a three gun competition, was it three gun?
I competed in two gun.
Two gun, but one of the guns was a AR, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So
the other was a STI.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I got a question about those after we get done with this part. But with your with your rifle. Besides it being a Spikes tactical rifle, was there anything special about it, or was it just a Spikes tactical rifle? And I don't mean to make that sound, there was no modifications done to it beyond the already superb job you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I competed with my Pipe Hitters Union, almost identical to your gun.
Really?
Okay. The only modification that I did is, I put some offset flip ups.
Okay.
And I used my Black Spider 1-4, and that is it. Of course, the R2 brake, but I used it just the way it comes.
For those who don't know, you would use a set of offset sights. If you have to cant the rifle and you're not looking down the top of the plane, you're actually looking at one of the side planes of it, and these guys put sights on them. And actually, mm-hmm. pretty smart idea, really, to have those kind of things. So you used just pop-up sights for that, or?
Yeah, just the Magpole offset, 45-degree offset.
And you competed. Where did you end up? Where did you end up on the
I on day number two is a three-day shoot. On day number two, I was running a 103 fever, and it was about 103 degrees outside. I don't remember much of that day, but after that day, out of I think 35 or 36 competitors, I was sitting at number 11.
That's the first time you've ever done that.
Yeah. And then on day number three, I was incapacitated. I didn't get to compete. I think I still, even after not completing six of the stages, I still beat out like five people.
That's impressive. They had an extra day to try to gain points on you. You still beat out five.
Right.
Okay. Now this is just my own individual query, because I have some experience with STI. And I'm looking at STI as a before and after now. And they're in the after phase, and they were in the before phase when I was involved with them. How are the guns now?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. It's not even like a gun. It's like a laser.
Yeah?
I used my Tactical Host 4.0, which is I wanted to do the contest kind of tactically, so
right.
I didn't have, you know, a speed rig and a RMR and all that other stuff. I just kind of wanted to do it, you know, it right along the same as all of the training that I've done, which has been all tactical based.
Right.
I did get some really good pointers from Mr. JJ Ricaza, who's a speed shooter. So I got a little bit of an upper hand from that. But, that STI, man. So we're actually, Spikes is actually in talks with STI to develop an AR-15 race gun, and we chose STI because they are the tip top of performance, you know, pistols. So, you know, if we're going to keep that same level of quality, that we enjoy, we figured we might as well go with that company.
Well, when I was involved with them, they had the reputation as being the tip top. That was not the experience I had. Now, is Chris Costa still involved with SDI?
I imagine that he is, because they still do sell the Costa Comp.
Yeah. So.
Which is a beautiful pistol.
Anybody's listened to me long enough, you know about my time with SDI. Yeah. So that's interesting, though, about them wanting to look to you for the rifle. Which is smart, because everything else that they used to do prior to, in the before phase, I don't think that worked out very good. I don't know if you were around when that happened or if you had any experience with them then, but there was...
Right, so I kind of stayed away from them in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just because of, it is kind of messy. And so, but now they've got all new upper management, and they're making some pretty big moves in development and what they're deciding to continue to manufacture and the direction that they're manufacturing in. So it's actually there's a really good outlook right now.
Yeah, interesting thing, though. I think the guy that was in charge of them at the time in the before phase, I think he went to Noveski. And I don't hear too much out of Noveski nowadays.
No, they're
sort of quiet.
Noveski went they went really big. They went really hard. Let's say about 2 years ago, with their marketing and their development. And I think they're kind of coasting at the moment.
Yeah. No time to coast, though, is it? No, never. No
but
time
they're
to coast.
They're also coming up. They're also You got to kind of give, and this is, this is coming from another, the totally different manufacturer.
Yeah.
But you got to give them a little bit of wiggle room, because, they lost their head honcho.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
But, abruptly. And then the guy that actually slipped into his place is actually a guy that I know very well from the action sports world. And he was their marketing guy that turned into their CEO.
Yeah. We've run out of time, Kit. Thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate it. I love the talk. Love the talk. We'll be in touch. SpikeTactical.com. Go check them out. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. John Stokes coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.